Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April the 1st. The grains wound up closing higher here. I'm running a little bit late here today. We closed Monday. May corn up 5.25 cents. May beans up 11.25. May wheat up 5 cents. A little bit of bounce from Friday's numbers. We had the additional export to the Chinese this morning of 826,000 metric tons of beans. So that was a little bit helpful, a little bit of short covering. The funds are short 250 to 260,000 contracts of corn after today. They're short about 50, 60,000 beans, 60, 65,000 contracts of wheat. So if we can get something going here to the upside, for whatever reason, the funds could add a lot of buying power to this market. What's going to add buying power? Obviously, if we get a trade deal. There was news out today or talk out that they're 90% complete on a deal. 90% is not 100%, so I don't even know why they float these kind of numbers out here. There was another comment that it's going to be just a matter of days or weeks away before we get a deal. Other people said it's going to be months away, so, you know, it's anybody's guess. Without a deal, today's bounce is just a dead cat bounce. If we do have a trade deal, then we have something to talk about out here. But we had good exports on the corn this morning, 1.26. They were light on the beans at 731, light on the wheat at 418. But I think we're going to start to see a pickup in the export business for wheat anyway. And if we can see more Chinese business, that would obviously be a strong thing out here. So we need to see Chinese business, corn, wheat, and beans, where these markets are going to have some low problems. If we take out Friday's low closes, then I think we can see more selling out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.